The Pied Piper was a prick. The Pied Piper was a prick. Motherfucker. Anyway, let's get it.
On my brothers and sisters, Mr. Whoa, whoa. Aunties and uncle. What's going on, my brothers and sisters, Mr. Whoa, whoa. Aunties and uncles, Mr. monks, whoa, whoa. Kabbalists, wizards, Mr. Whoa, whoa. Mystics, Mr. Whoa, whoa. Sons and daughters of God. Welcome Mr. Whoa, whoa. To Mr. Woo Woo.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, mystics, and those who rightly practice the occult. Brothers and sisters, thank you. Welcome to the Mr. Woo Woo podcast. I am your host, Joshua. I am joined today by Ms. Julie T, one of our favorite guests. Yay! And you all are in for a treat because she brought her cards with her and she's going to do a little reading poo for yours truly. And about this, so welcome to the podcast, Julie. Good to see you again, dude.
It's good to see you too.
My God. Now, this is a different setup and we got like, I don't even know if these chairs work or not, you know? Like, but you can like move the microphone around like this. I think this sounds pretty good. Yours work in both ears. That's why I'm doing this. It only works in my left ear over here. Because this show is budget and I don't have a producer yet. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing at all. So, yeah, it's kind of a pet project and yet we press on. We press on. Glad to have you back after so long. How have you been, dude? What's been going on?
Oh, you know, just moving.
Just always on the move. Yeah. You know, you're almost like a traveler, you know?
Traveler.
Like a permanent traveler. You know, like, it's not a profane name. They say gypsy, right? To say, you know, there's a gypsy king. I love him. He's my favorite boxer of all time. Yeah, you're like a traveler. Like you... You're like, fuck these roots. I don't have time for that. Oh, yeah, but on that note, oh, I'm so glad I get to talk to you about it, you on this here. There is a phenomenon that is happening in our nation right now. I don't know if you're aware of it. The topic is squatting. Squatting. And I thought about you earlier today, and I was like, Jules, you need to put on a cat burglar mask, right, and crawling through a kitchen window where no one's using it. And do what this Venezuelan dude was doing and just squat.
I don't want to do it that way. I want it to be legit, you know?
Of course. But I thought, like, isn't that fucking weird? Like, everybody's got these squatting laws now.
That is really bizarre.
Where there's, like, thousands of people just, like, hijacking people's houses that are, like, their dream.
First it starts with the car.
That's amazing, right?
That is crazy to me.
That's wild. And I was in a public place when I expressed this, but I said, you know, the way California is right now, I could move to Florida for this express reason. If someone were to come in and try to take my $500,000 piece of property and essentially steal it, that I don't have the right to blast them out of Neverland forever. You know, like it just, you know, mark them. In California, they'd be like, yeah, sorry, that's their house now. In Florida, they're like, yeah, 86 that fool. Smoke them if they tried to do that. And I got to admit, the logic in Florida makes a lot more goddamn sense to me than the logic in California.
Yeah, I know, but how often does that happen where a squatter just crawls through
How often?
Crawls through your window and like, takes over.
There are currently tens of thousands of homes right now.
Really?
Where people are doing that. Yeah, you didn't see that one clip on, I don't watch TikTok, but it came up on Twitter. Uh-huh. This Venezuelan immigrant was trying to tell the other 8 million illegal immigrants Joe Biden led through how to, like, about squatter laws. He's like, basically, if it's an uninhabited house, you can just go jack that shit. And he was sending it out like an APB to these, like, boop, 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 boop. And he was like, just go take that shit.
That's insane.
Dude, it is a crazy law that someone could just be like, well, finders keepers. You went out for Pampers and no one was like here. So it's my cave now. And I'd be like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I'm burying you on the property.
I don't think
that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen at all. And then that fool had to like run because like as soon as ICE caught wind of that, they like grabbed his ass and deported him. It was hysterical. It was hysterical. Anyway, I know this is a weird topic to start off with. I'm aware of that, my listeners, my beautiful listeners. But if you get a moment, I know this is corny as shit, but it does help these ridiculous AI algorithms produce stuff. So if you haven't yet and you're listening to this shit on Spotify, can you like what? Do you even follow someone else? Do you subscribe or is it follow someone on Spotify? Follow feels weird. Sure. Let's just say subscribe. Subscribe to the show and let them know you're a real fucking, you're a real one. Okay. Anywho. Yeah, that this whole thing is like this time period is like absolutely fucking amazing to me right now in history. And yet at the same time, even though all this chaotic stuff is happening in multiple places around our planet at the same time, like we're still living at the beach chilling.
Life is still pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, dude. Gonna have a who's hot fastest contest. It's gonna be fucking fun. I think you're gonna win.
I think you're gonna win. Depends on how well my performance
and the performance is drug. Taking the PEDs.
I don't even know how long it's gonna take to get it.
The PEDs, dude. Not long. Did you see Oprah's fucking picture, like in a nightgown? I was like, she looks bone thin.
No. I mean, how long it's going to take to show up at my pharmacy.
Oh, you mean the back stock. So I better get my sit-up fucking game going. Because you're fucking Yeah, I know. I heard. There's a shortage. If you guys don't know what the fuck we're chuckling about, like 30 seconds into this bit. It's Ozempic, right? Because me and her, but like, you know, we're a little past our wash, you know? And I was just like, I miss being hot. And she was just like, I miss being hot. Not that I was ever really hot. Come on, you guys. But you do remember you looked your best at a point where you were like, fuck. You know, that was my, oh my God. You know, even if you were there for brief moments, you know, moment. And you're like, fuck, I want that back. I want that back. It's just feeling like I'm in a, you know, in that Ferrari, you know? So like, when Julie was like, oh man, you know, I want to get back to that being a Ferrari, you know? I was just like, yeah, dude, me too. I got a ways to go. And she said, nah, son, it's going to take a second. And I said, how's that going to take a second? You'd be like, duh, she said, because I'm an idiot. Ozempic fool. Like, and I was just like, oh yeah. Well, but that's PEDs. I was like, I'm gonna do it the au naturel way. So we're gonna have a little contesty poo.
Yeah, I think we should lay out the determining factors.
Yeah.
In like what counts for what.
Okay.
You know, but
the like pram.
Not
on air.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what counts? Yeah. Like no, it'll be like a category box that's called no muffin top. Like, and I won't
or
be like, I don't like
be,
it.
Looks good naked.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't
but
like
you'd
that?
Have to subjectively like.
Yeah. Well, we have to decide what. Yeah. That means.
You'll know. You know what I'm saying? How about when you jump up and down? There's like no unnecessary jiggle. You know.
Oh.
You, like getting rid of that one little pocket. You know. That's what we all want to do. You know, get rid of that. And isn't that true? Like we also want to get rid of like that one little pain, that nagging pain, that's in the body too, or the one that's just it's just been tight forever.
And get rid of wrinkles without drinking child's blood.
What? Get rid of wrinkles without drinking, child's blood? Without, like, doing an adrenochrome, like, ass drip? Yeah totally. Yeah, know. An adrenochrome enema where they're blending up. You can just imagine.
Isn't there that, what's it called? Creatine? No, it's something that starts with a C. And it makes like your
collagen
collagen.
There's a lot of ways of deriving collagen. You don't have to like eat baby fetuses the way Dick Cheney did or So
supplements, the supplements. Yeah.
That's what the Illuminati calls that, supplements. Mm-hmm. They just go, they eat like Tic Tacs. They're just like, they drink the tears of orphans. And then they gargle with them like, and they spit it out right before they go on to the late night. You know, like they have little vials of, you know, adrenochrome and all kinds of amazing stuff. Gets the wrinkles out.
Yeah.
Gets the fucking wrinkles out. You know, like I've assessed like modern, like what's going on up here on the surface of the world. Mm-hmm. And I go, you know, I had a insight. Tell me what you think about it. One of the reasons why everybody's like, oh, I'm anxious and I'm like depressed, I'm sad, you know, and they're taking drugs for them normally. I think one of the main reasons is because as adults, we've stopped growing. What I mean by that, when people think back, like, what were the best days of my life? A lot of times they'll harken back to their teenage times, or they'll be like, when I was in high school, you basically had no responsibility, right? At that time. And your job was to learn and to play. And that was your human experience. And then when you become an adult, you have to take responsibility for one. So you have to spend a lot of your playtime, a lot of your learning time also doing that. And then you stop learning. So you stop growing, right? We're just expressing, having fun. We go to bars, we hang out with people, we hook up, we do those kind of things, but you don't grow really as a person. So people end up reeling in this fucking hamster wheel and not realizing it until they've hit like what they call the wall. And they go like, Jesus Christ, like, Now I'm sad and I'm anxious, like, for no reason. I don't feel like I trust the world. And it's because I think they've stopped growing as a human being. Because they're like, I'm not learning any new languages. I'm not being pushed to learn more. I'm not being pushed to become more. Mm. It's just trying not to get fired at work.
Oh, God.
It's trying not to get fired by your boyfriend, husband, wife, or girlfriend. Right? Just pony up what's needed.
Yeah.
Not like, how do we grow this relationship? How do we expand? You know, how do I, you know, there's very few people that are pushing themselves to do that naturally. People are just trying to maintain and not get into poverty or the gutter.
Path of least resistance.
Yes. But they're not that now that they have to do responsibility as opposed to just focus on playing and learning, they don't have time to learn. They're just surviving.
Wait, back
or maintaining.
I want to play and learn.
Well, I'm saying most adults, like, why they you don't have anxiety and depression. Like, you're a happy person. Like, you're not. I'm just talking about what most people are like. I gotta like take these antidepressants and I'm anxious and sad. One is, I think existentially, every human being naturally has anxiety and depression for this exact reason. What are you anxious about? I'm conscious. I wake up in this body every day. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know really where I came from. And I don't know if a pterodactyl is going to come get me. I don't know if the government and the IRS is going to come get me. Where you're not only anxious about things, your main fear is, we'll start with depression. Depression, you realize I'm going to lose everything. I am going to die. So everyone's sad. You're going to lose everyone at a certain point. Right. Everyone that you love is going to pass on either before or after you. Every accomplishment that you've ever done, you're not going to live to watch generations after do it. So there's an inherent unconscious sadness there. Anxious is, there's a ton of things on this planet that can come get me. It's a survival fest. We haven't been settled.
A fear of
people are
the
crazy.
Unknown.
Yes, but that fear exists because everyone thinks they're separate and they're in tribes.
Yeah.
And that nature can get them. Diseases can get them. The government can come get them. Like, there's all these forces where you can't really relax. It's not just you and spirit, you and God. It's you versus your tribe. You call it a family. You call it a pairing. But it's you versus... versus the reality. So being anxious is part of the human experience.
Okay. Yeah.
Because there's everything from a bunch of different, and you're sharing a planet with a bunch of crazy people because their minds are divorced from love. The only sane people are saints. So that means 99.9% of people are batshit crazy because their minds are ruled by the ego and fear as opposed to the love, which is what Jesus admonished us to do. He said, that's the key. If you want your brain to function properly, love. If you want it to fucking create chaos, destruction, whatever, subtract that. Just let it operate without that, without that fuel or focus, and watch what happens. And all kinds of shit happens. War, disease, famine, da-da-da, the list is on. Suffering in every kind. So we just can't get that. But of course, you're anxious. You're in an insane asylum. Sharing it with the other crazies.
Yeah.
And it's just the only thing that's variant is how violent are they? Mm-hmm. You know, are they violent toward themselves? Or are they violent toward others? And it's everywhere. So yeah, it's natural to have anxiety or to have your ego to feel afraid and for it to be sad because it knows ultimately it has no control over the outer reality.
Right.
That's another reason it's anxiety. So that's why once you realize you're the soul though, mm-hmm. you gain absolute power of that shit. You know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, me too. Me too, Julie T. Mouthing it too. Like, I am so fucking right now. You can fill in the blank if you want. We're having a good time today. It's a beautiful sunny day in the whale's vagina, San Diego, California. It is very pretty out. And
can I open those curtains?
Of course you can. Alter that shit.
I just want.
Yeah. Go for it. See, we're doing like a, this is almost like a matrix exercise, you guys. By altering and moving objects even in your house, in your office, doing the slightest thing can change the energy of the whole shit. Yeah, move the curtain. Moving so gingerly, as though in an altered state. I love it. Yeah, is that better? All right. Badass. Getting comfy again. Thank you.
Yeah.
Marvelous. You might have this on backwards, but I could be wrong.
How do I know?
I don't know. Red is...
Oh, left. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, much better.
Much better. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Mavilioso. Dude. So spiritually, how have you been expanding?
I've been, no, not lately.
Not lately?
No.
Ooh, good. Tell us about your roadblocks.
No.
No?
Yeah,
just
no.
Lots of ups and downs?
Yeah.
That's par for the course, dude. That's like how this year's gone.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going up right now. Things are good now.
Great.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
That's how we want things to go. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that little station break identification. We had to test the functionality of this weed vape and found it to be working brilliantly. So, excuse me a moment. Well, I gotta say, like, it's been great having you. I think this has been really, really fucking fun.
It has been fun. Thanks for inviting me.
And I will save next time the nuptials for after recording the show.
Good idea.
Because this is an experiment. We're all trying to become good at this, right? But holding conversation while in, shall we say, altered states of consciousness... is more challenging than one would think if you don't write out a pre-planned itinerary of topics to speak about.
True.
You can speak about it, like all kinds of like inappropriate shit, like what's going to happen to Diddy?
Oh.
Jail, homie. Neck snapped in two paces like Epstein, probably. Poor fella.
Yeah, definitely.
Just kidding. I'm not sympathizing with him. but yeah, while you're doing that, they're going to be sticking... you know, stuff in your food.
Amazing.
Bill Gates is going to be spraying down vegetables and fruit with a peel, which can't be washed off. That's at Costco. So don't buy your vegetables and fruit there if you can help it. Yeah, dude.
What happens at Costco?
They use Bill Gates's...
poison?
Did we say happy camps? Did we say death camps? We meant happy camps where you can get the best dentistry. Yeah, like it's, yeah, appeal. Like it's like on there. And just, you can't wash it off. I'm sure that's good for the system long term. It's bizarre, man. There's all kinds of shit going on with the food. But it is what it is. We will march on during this extremely enjoyable, very soft apocalypse. Very gentle. This is, like, as of all the apocalypses, this is like soft jazz. It's like the soft 80s lighting. Do you remember that shit? And then like the power woman with the big bangs and like full hair would be like, look really serious. Fire engine red lipstick with the pads, like the shoulder pads.
Those are so awful.
The shoulder pads were always an awful idea.
I don't know why. Ugh.
Did you ever have like a jacket that had shoulder pads?
I'm sure.
Because you did law work, you know? So like, did you, not in recent history then?
Yeah. Well, that's different. Like suit jackets are different.
Suit jackets. Yeah. Do they just come with them automatic, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like built in, but it's not like really enough to be considered like a shoulder pad.
Right. Suits are kind of like business armor in a way, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like where you're trying to like keep people's like fucking vibes off of you. And from like, it's kind of like they're trying to mentally already stab you in the back, but you're just like ching, ching. Like you can deflect it off with, you know, shoulder pads basically.
Sure.
Yeah. Bring, bring, bring. That's amazing. But thank you for doing a reading for me. I appreciate that.
I hope it was useful.
It felt
kind of chaotic and spazzy.
You know, this is a Mercury retrograde right now.
Oh.
We're in between a lunar eclipse that just happened.
Yeah, I heard about
and
that.
A solar eclipse that for some reason, and I've lived through solar eclipses before, they're doing national emergency advisory. Like they think something is going to happen as a result of the sun and the moon passing in front of one another. It's weird. Like all these,
what do they think?
Like governments have declared national emergencies. I'm like, what do they know that we don't? It's the act of the sun passing in front of the moon. What the fuck? Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
It's weird, right?
That is weird.
Yeah. It's just, I was just like, what are you people freaking out about? I feel like I'm in a Chicken Little story hour. They're like, it's going to be like the sun's going to pay and the moon's going to pass right in front. And then what? None of our tech is dependent on it. Then what? What will cause said emergency? I don't get it. I feel like I'm on a planet full of crazy people sometimes. Do you ever get that feeling, man?
Sometimes. Sometimes I just, No comment.
No comment. She was in reverie, like she had to contemplate about it for a minute, but she officially doesn't want on record that she thinks that we're in a Looney Tune bin right now, like I think.
Yeah, no, I think there's lots of crazy stuff out there.
I think the crazies of the galaxy get put on Earth. People that can't cut it in their civilizations.
Maybe.
Like you need to go back to a retraining program. You can't even figure out the law of love. You got to go be human. With the other chimpanzees.
I'm dying to get outside.
You're dying to get outside?
Yeah.
Okay, then we're going to get outside. I just wanted to thank you guys for enjoying this little conversational roller coaster of joy that is my hanging out with Julie T. I'm catching up with her, catching up with you. Yeah, Diddy's fucked. Anyway, aside from all that shit, try not to create as we had thought about earlier in the car, a Deadpool for how long it will take for Diddy to get suicided. That is not cool. You should definitely not do that at work, like a bingo slot. You know, but it's pretty certain. It's pretty certain. Poor bastards. I don't know. Should I? No. Yeah, that's a whole nother moral conundrum.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's fish food for sure. He's deep with the fishes. It's been fun hanging out.
It has been.
Yes. Excuse that extremely loud hackaroo from me. And I love you all. Peace and aloha.